This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. European leaders continue their diplomatic efforts to end the war in Ukraine, but they're showing little progress. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says he's told Israel's Prime Minister Naftali Bennett, who met with Russian President Vladimir Putin in recent days, that he would be ready to meet Putin in Jerusalem, but only with a ceasefire in place. The leaders of France and Germany spoke with Putin for more than an hour Saturday, pressing for just that. And the Kremlin says Putin laid out terms, which include Ukraine ceding territory and demilitarizing. French President Emmanuel Macron's office described the call as very frank and also difficult, adding the Russian leader offered no indication that he intends to stop the fighting. At a news conference Saturday, Zelensky said the Russians could take the Ukrainian capital only if they kill us all, adding, if that's their goal, let them come. I'm Ben Thomas.
Conflict raged near Kyiv on Saturday, and Ukrainian officials said heavy shelling and threats of Russian air attacks were endangering attempted evacuations of desperate civilians from encircled towns and cities elsewhere. Ukrainian President Zelensky said Russia was sending in new troops after Ukrainian forces put 31 of its battalion tactical groups out of action in what he called one of Russia's largest army losses in decades. He gave no details, and it was not possible to verify either statement. Ukraine's neighbors reported a dip in numbers of refugees Saturday as governments and volunteers struggled to find shelter for the nearly 2.6 million, mostly women and children, who have fled since Russia's invasion 2 weeks ago. This is VOA News.